Let's start the show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi Wet Live Podcast Show. Welcome to the weekend, Saturday. I'm feeling good. My microphone is really loud now. I think everybody can hear me really good now, because I see the green bars. It's green. And it's really, really, every time I talk, it goes up. Including my music in the green. When it goes to red, I mean, it's over the limit. So we're going to talk about a lot of stuff that happened over the week, going to happen over the next week in this crazy life that we live in. And the world keeps turning. Just like the song say, people, we gotta keep moving and just go with the flow. Cause Washington through Hollywood, in between, we just don't know what the next day or the next hour will bring. That's what kind of America we live in now. Try to tell everybody, Hollywood and Washington is just a light. Do your homework, America. Read between the lines. Washington's where they make the money, and Hollywood was where they spend the money. I mean, spend it. And act like fools. And us, middle class, we right in the middle. That's why they call middle class. So I guess you wonder why you was called middle class. Just think, go to Washington, where they make money, and then go to Hollywood, where they spend money. And then look where you live, right in between. Middle class. Get it? They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And that's why the middle class is already living paycheck by paycheck. The third class people is the people that's homeless, don't have nothing to eat, don't have nowhere to go, and left out. And the middle class is the ones that have to take out their pocket and give the third class citizens. I mean, not third class as being dumb or nothing, because there's a lot of homeless veterans. I mean, people in the military is homeless. You know, don't have nowhere to go, no. And they serve this country. From Vietnam to the Gulf War to Afghanistan, you know? And they serve this country and they homeless. So they third class. Even at Fort Meade they had food stamps. You know? And we supposed to be the richest country in the world. And excuse me about that. And we seem to want to go follow this president that made it for 4 years and he want to be a one-term president, and that happened, this world will be, wouldn't have no middle class or no third class. It would be just first class citizens, and the middle class would turn into the third class, and everybody who work hard to pay their mortgage or rent will be shifted out. Would you think this president, the one with the D, really care? Do you think they really care? Why no Republicans was there at the seminary when we got the first black Supreme Court judge? Why? Why, Republicans? Why you weren't there? We know what you're about. We damn sure know what you're about. You're in your red state, making it hard for black people to vote, Mexicans to work, to vote. The ones was born here, you're throwing out the country. People have been here waiting for their citizens, you're throwing out the country. And then you got this butthole talking about all Mexicans and rapists and killers. That's not true. It's not true, America. No, I'm not going to forget it. I know it happened and said it a long time ago. It's not true. I'm saying it again. The only one that's rapists and killers is the Proud Boys. And anybody that followed Donald Trump who want to make things hard, like the fake cops who wear badges and think that when they pull that gun out, they think it's the stun gun. And then lies say, I thought it was a stun gun. But she know, that police know what kind of weapon she had in her hand when she killed that young man. Or you got a young man going to the store getting some candy and he get killed for no reason. Or a guy who trying to make money selling cigarettes for his children. And mending out everything else happening in between with black people. And on the time this president was on. Then you got the Proud Boys marching with Black Lives Matter, destroying them. But you can have the KKK and skinheads march, and then a lady get killed. Then you're going to go on TV, it was bad people on both sides. Well, the black people who was there, they was there to practice that freedom. The other one people who was there, they was there for chaos. They wanted to destroy. So it wasn't people on both sides. Can't forget this, guys. Can't forget it. If you forget the past, you're doomed to repeat it. And this past ain't that far happening when I'm talking about. You know? So, don't forget the past. When you go vote in 4 years, just remember with this president, that 4-year president, fake president, he want to call fake news, fake president with his fake Fox News stories, and the anchorman that should have been fired, not the other anchorman on CNN that come on at 9 o'clock. He shouldn't have been fired. They fired him because of his brother. You know, somebody told him. I forget the young man's name, but he shouldn't have got fired. Because he came on right before the black guy come on. Black guy come on at 10 o'clock, and he comes on at 9. But he got fired. Just because his brother did something, and he probably didn't even do. Because his brother was the governor in New York. I tell you, they make you, they chew you, and they spit you out. First, they come to lie to you saying, we can make you something. You fall for it. You don't read between the lines. Then they put you in your mouth. Put you in their mouth. They start chewing on you. And then when they finish done with you, they spit you to the curb and rotten you. R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Ray Charles, James Brown, and the list goes on. Tupac Shakur. They did it to all of them. A couple nice white people too, they did too. And if I'm not careful, when I get there, they gonna try to ruin me too. Cause I do got a public enemy. Her name is Candy Clark. Public enemy number one. And I'm ready to think about taking her down real hard. I'm ready to go to every news agency, including Dr. Phil, and all the news stuff. I'm ready to expose her. Because I'm bored. I'm at the boiling point with her. I've been patient for a long time with her. But I'm at the boiling point with her. Where she cheating her little daughter Candace, Jessica. It's not right. I'm ready at the boiling point. And it's not right to keep her from her child. I just don't want to talk about that woman. She's worse than Donald Trump. She's right up there with Donald Trump. Those who know what Donald Trump is about, that's what my ex-wife is about too. Same level, same thing. She is chaos. Just like him. She lies. She steals. She humiliates. Everything. Everything dumb Donald Trump did when he was president. She did 3 times dumb. I'm putting her out there. I'm putting it out there. No, I know. I did some things too in the marriage. Don't get me wrong. I'm not blaming it all on her. But she will. She will blame everything on me. Everything. She didn't do nothing wrong. I did this. I did that. I did this. I did that. Well, if you did everything, how come I didn't get up to work from 7:30 to 3, making $125 every week, working in the sun at landscape? Huh? If it's all I. How come you wasn't a breadwinner if it all I? All I did this. All I did that. How come? I don't think she can answer that one. Know why? Because she didn't work. She don't have no work skills. She don't even have the advocation skills. And she raising her grandson and couldn't raise her own children. Then she gonna ask the question, why I wait until they get older? They get older. Then I didn't wait until they get older. I was right there. Right there. So people, it's really not my day, you know. It's really not. So in a minute, I'm gonna talk about Star Trek, the government, and Out West, and some other things that's coming up next week, another week, and another couple episodes. I'm going to be talking about other stuff as well. including my book, Mr. Boogie Shoes. And please go buy Burning Love in Ocean and Sky. It's a good book, guys. It's a good book. It's my first book. Go buy it. It's only $3.99, Amazon. Okay? It will help me. I mean, it's only $3.99. $4. $4. Under $5. Little small short story. And I'm still promoting it. Been out almost a year and I'm still promoting it. I don't care. It's a good book. And my fans who listen need to go get it. So we'll be right back. And I will start the Star Trek thing. And I will start talking about more about Will Smith a little bit. And the government. And more. And much, much more. In this hour of the Quay Whitlock Podcast Show. Be right back. Okay, we were back, baby. Thank you for listening to the Quay Whitlock Podcast Show. Oh boy. We got our first Black African American Supreme Court judge, and she won't be swearing in until later. But they celebrated in Washington yesterday, and a lot of the Democrats were there, and the president and the vice president that self was there for the ceremony. She was voted in, I think, 60 something to 53. And out of the 53, we know who the 53 was. The 53 assholes, the Republicans. And that's, I think it was what's like 60 to 53. And we know who those was. You know, so they proven over and over they don't want black people to get ahead of nothing. And I mean, I can't believe it. At one time, it used to be the Democrats were against black people. You know, back in the day, back in Lincoln day, it was the Democrats that didn't want to stop slavery. You know. And was the Republicans that voted for slavery to stop? Because actually, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. I didn't know that. I thought he was a Democrat, you know. But he was actually a Republican, and he didn't vote to stop slavery. He wanted to stop slavery because it would get him more votes and stuff and get him a better turn. There was some way he had to do it so he could get more people to vote for him for his second term and something like that. Just read the book, you know. There's many books about it. Just read it. I'm sure you can find it. But this is how it happened, though. And I don't really know that he was prejudiced or not. Or did he have slaves and stuff like that? But he actually was a Republican, and I'm not sure that he had slaves and stuff like that. And but I think it was because it would get him more votes and stuff when his second term. But he had to free the slaves to do that, you know. So he get people to vote. But the Civil War started because, of course, he had a Confederate country and all the South, the assholes that we got today, same thing, but dressing police outfits. And on the Republican side of the aisle, we know who they are. We can even look in their faces. Just go to Washington. You can see the Republicans and the Democrats. And you can see the people who's prejudiced and the white people who's not prejudiced. The white people who don't care and want to work together as a country. You know, you can see those people. You can tell, you know, when you stand in line. Just go to Washington or go to Hollywood. Stand in line with a lot of white people. Just stand in line and see how their face frown. You know, like I said, right between Washington, D.C. Just go to Beverly Hills or Santa Monica and just start walking around acting like you homeless or something. See how fast the Santa Monica police come. See how fast the Beverly Hills Police Department come. It will probably be like the whole SWAT team, the whole Beverly Hills apartment, police apartment will come. Just dress like a homeless person. Like you down and out. And put dirt on your face. You already black. Just go up there, put dirt on your face, have a homeless thing, just walk around, you know? And just stand around a whole bunch of white people to see what happens. You know what I'm talking about. I just go into Hollywood Hills and just walk around digging trash. You definitely know what I won't be talking about. When you see it. And then digging somebody's trash and just turn around. You're going to see a whole bunch of white people with guns in your face. You know, instead of helping you and saying, just bring one police officer and ask them what's going on. You know? And you don't even have to go to Hollywood. Go to Texas. Go to all the red states and do that. Go in the white neighborhood and just walk around. You don't even have to go to Beverly Hills. You can do it Hunt Valley. I mean, Harford County. Here in Maryland. You know, just go in some of the white neighborhoods and just, you know, I mean, just that you'll find out, you know. But it's oh boy, it's a shame, because the country was already torn apart when President Obama came. A lot of people didn't like it, and mostly was white people, and they didn't like him being president because he broke the line. Or the white people that was president, he broke the barrier. And it's going to be, and now we got a first black vice president, and then she's a woman? Oh, of course. They pissed. That's why they riot on January the 6th. They didn't like that. Instead of us being one country, one nation, under God, we not one country under God. We are not that, you know. And it's just a shame. Shame on you. It's shame, shame, shame. Because everybody know it. You can't hide it. You've been lying to America people for years, years and years. Who really killed Martin Luther King? Who really killed JFK? Who really killed him? Yeah. Gotta have a fall guy to put in the news and say this person did it. But you already know who really did it. No, JFK knew a lot of stuff about the government. Martin Luther King knew a lot of stuff about the government. Malcolm X knew a lot of stuff about the government. And so on and so on. You know? Like I said, what's in the dark will come in the light. So you can't hide it. It's not going to be hidden. You know, it's going to come to the light sooner or later. Years from now, or years. Either in my time or in my great-grandchildren's time. The truth's going to come out. And technology is getting better and better. For the people who love UFOs and want to know why the government is hiding secrets. Who really killed JFK and Martin Luther King and all. The government and people like that who really want to know. They're going to find out. They're going to find out. And the secrets is not going to be under national security for long. You know? So, this bullcrap, you know? And like I said, this is Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Tell it like it is. We be right back. Thank you for joining us for the Coins with Locke podcast show. We'll be right back with more of the Hollywood, Star Trek, Star Wars, and much, much more of things to come. Coming right up after the free words. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the Coins with Locke podcast show. Now, as I say, we got our first Supreme Court Black African American judge, and she's a black woman and everything. I don't know her name, so y'all have to look it up and everything. But this helped me out, you know. I don't know a lot of things, I just see it, and I just mentioned it on the show, you know. But I just give it to y'all so y'all can look it up and everything and see for yourself, and y'all want to know more information about it. But I just put it out there. Yeah, I should know names and everything. But don't worry, I will. Because I got people to write the script for me that will get the names and all. And don't worry, it will get a lot better. But just go with the flow, people. Okay? Thank you. And let's move on. Let's go west. So I just wanted, anybody hear any more about the slap? The Hollywood slap? I ain't hear nothing on the news. They don't got nothing on YouTube that much about it now. I guess it was just a one-time thing and one-time mistake, you know? And a lot of people, Will Smith got a lot of friends and a lot of people to work with him and everything. Tommy Lee Jones worked with him with 3 movies. I'm sure he called him and told him that he shouldn't have done that. And probably got on him real good too. 3 movies, Men in Black. Them two did 3 movies together. I'm pretty sure Martin Lewis called them and got on them too. No, I mean, not cuss them out like that, but got on his butt for doing that. You know, one of the greatest actors in Hollywood, and I just can't believe he went to do that, Will Smith. I mean, it's just the talk, you know? It's just the talk. I mean, what if Obama would have got out there on stage and slapped the mess out of Donald Trump? I mean, that would ruin his reputation, ruin everything that he stands for, you know? It would ruin Obama, the first black president, and he just go up on stage and slap the president of the United States, you know? That wouldn't look really good on him, you know? That's my point, okay? Well, you're right up there with Obama. You're right up there with Michael Jackson. What if Michael Jackson went up there and slapped the mess out of Eminem? Because, you know, him and Eminem got into it. Or smacked the mess out of Prince. Because him and Prince couldn't get like that long and get that much. What if he did that? The biggest star in the universe would have got out there and just slapped. Because they say something he didn't like. You know, or say something. Michael Jackson called all kinds of names. You know what that man did? He just put his chin up, took it, and did his job. That's what you should do, Will. Don't worry about the eye that Gina gave you. Say, no, we'll handle this when the show is over. You the man of the house. She don't like it, then she know where the extra at. I mean, if she want violence, once she went up there and slapped him, you know, don't mess your career up for some thing, you know. I mean, she's a great woman and all, but she should have stopped you. She's your wife. She should have stopped you from went up there, you know. But she let you do it, and then after you did it, she laughed. You know, probably call you a dummy and call you all kinds of names. I mean, just like my wife, you know? And she's a manipulator, you know? And she's a cheater. She a lust, fornication, adultery, you know? And I gotta get on you too, man. Chris Rock is a really nice guy, you know. I don't go to his comedy or nothing like that, you know. But he's a black guy that made it in a town that really don't support black people or black actresses, you know. Same thing with Washington. Don't support. Nobody supported Obama. Republicans. Democrats, because he was in their party. They had to do support. But they probably, a lot of them probably didn't really like him either. You know, probably called them names inside of the door. Don't get me wrong, it's prejudice on both sides of the party. You know, somebody hand somebody the money to shut up. And I'm just saying, well, that's just what they want you to do, you know. If Donald Trump get his opinion, you know people are gonna listen. Especially the ignorant people is gonna listen. You know? Who knows, he might say something good too. He might call you and got on you too. Probably one of the good things he did. I mean, but don't do that no more, Will. I know love can make you do a lot of things, but try to control it, okay? Try to control it. Because you're a role model, man. You might not want to be, but you are now. Alright? You did a great movie. I mean, a really great movie about two black tennis stars that made it in tennis. The first black tennis players that made it in tennis. And you did a movie on them about their father who pushed him into, made him that. You know, you did a movie, you played him. And you were standing up recognizing them. And King Richard is a really great movie. It's one of Hollywood's most top best movies that they made for a long time. You know, for a very long time. And it's really, really good. I mean, really good. And don't worry about all the ignorant people calling you names and stupid like that. Because they just ignorant too. You know, some of the wannabe actors and actresses. And just don't worry about the haters. But now you got the more haters who didn't never like you, hating you more. And now you gave them something to talk about. Like I said, Michael did that. You gave all his haters to talk about. As Obama did it, you would get the Republicans and all his haters to talk about it more. You know? So, you see the pattern? See the pattern? Now all your haters who didn't want you in the movies, who didn't like you, never will like you, and now you just gave them something more to talk about. You know? So, now you just gotta take it like a man and get this criticism. You know? Because now they're gonna criticize you more. And Netflix, they just crude anyway, you know, they just crude anyway. Didn't even give you a chance to defend yourself or nothing. They just took your movies down and everything. You know, I should have canceled my subscription with Netflix because they just wrong anyway. Especially what they did to Star Trek Discovery. I mean, hopefully they would go down. And try to bring back Lost in Space for three seasons. You start to learn about the characters after two and three seasons. But you only going to give them three seasons. The second and third season was just starting to get good. But you only going to give us three seasons. Come on, Netflix. Give me a break. A House of Cards, you give six seasons to them. And that show was born in error. It's like a soap opera in a soap opera that could have been made for daytime TV. Nobody want to know what's going on in Washington. Movie stupid. Man. So, just keep your head up, Will. I know you made a mistake. You fell on flat on your face, but you're gonna make a comeback, okay? Maybe Netflix might pitch your movies back up there. I don't know what Amazon or Hulu or Paramount and all them did yet. But hopefully they'll put your movies back up on Netflix. I'm just hoping Amazon don't take you down, you know. And if they do, I'm still your biggest fan and your biggest supporter. And I'm sure you got a lot of people who still love you and support you. A lot of your fans will. Like I said, look at all the stars that made big mistakes. And still, they play their music on the radio. And all. So, just keep your head up, brother. Just keep your head up. You know? Star Trek fans, it's getting closer and closer. I'm getting sighted, more sighted, and more sighted. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And probably every week, I'm going to get more excited and see what the next episode is going to be. Or the new Star Trek. No. I'm dreaming Enterprise. I'm dreaming it. I always wanted to know the story about Crystal Pike. The captain before Captain Kirk. And I think he's a better captain than Kirk, you know. I think so too, you know. But I just want to know, you know. And like I think the guy on YouTube said, maybe they might can stop it for him to get in the wheelchair, you know. Maybe they can go back in time and stop what's going on. Because they already know what's going to happen. So maybe they do an episode where they can stop it. So remember the two-part episode on the original, called the Millennium, whatever they were called. And they told the story of Piper and what happened to him. Well, the guy on YouTube said that was the only way they can do the cage. You know, to tell you the story about the cage. Because the cage was the very first episode. So what they did, they made a two-part episode to show you to do the cage. And that's the only way they can show you the cage. And we got to see the cage. Star Trek, the first episode of Star Trek, the pilot. And that's the only way they did it. They could have done it. So they had to go with that story about him being in a wheelchair and Spock stealing the Enterprise and all. And I'm just hoping, and the guy said they can do it. They actually can do it. It's no storyline saying they can't do it. They can stop it from happening. But would it stop Captain Kirk from being the captain of the Enterprise? Because he's going to have to be the captain of the Enterprise for some time. Time period. You know, they're going to have to switch off the captains. You know? Because that's the way the story goes. That's the time period. You know, Captain Kirk, Picard, Sisko, Janeway, and then Captain Burton, you know, Discovery. And then Arch came before them, you know, before Christopher Pike. And Captain Robert April, he was the first test pilot of the Constitution class Enterprise, you know. So we probably won't get a story about him. We might get a story about him. Might see him as an admiral or something like that. But who knows? Who knows? We don't even know what Robert April look like. Is he black or white or what? We really don't know. I'm hoping he's Russian. I hope Captain Robert April is Russian. That's what I'm hoping. You know, because Chekhov is Russian. Why can't it be Russian? You know? It's the 23rd century, right? So, why can't he be Russian? So, why can't Robert April be Russian? And did the first test flight of the Constitution class. You hear me, Paramount 8 and CBS? You had a Russian on the 1960s. Why can't he be Russian? Why can't he? I mean, you can pin him in the story too. Go back in time. Go way back in time when they did the first test flight of the Enterprise. And meet Robert April. I'm just hoping. I'm giving you ideas. Make them Russian. You know? Don't worry about what's going on in the real world. This is Star Trek world. This is the world we live in. We don't want to live in the real world. It's too much chaos in Washington and bullcrap and stuff in the real world. We want to live in this fantasy world where hope one day it will come to be. You know? And Paramount and CBS has given us that hope that we can go in, close that door, and we can be in that fantasy world with the Star Treks. And also Disney doing Star Wars and all. And other movies that follow and TV shows as well. We don't want to be in this chaos world and that we have to live by. So, more to the next episode, and reason I took commercial breaks so I can play the commercials in between the breaks and all. And now I'm going to start doing that in some episodes and stuff. And in other episodes, you're just going to hear the commercial just break in as I talk. Because many other episodes, you probably just heard the commercials just come in and all. And I'm going to be doing that off and on with one of the next episodes and stuff like that. So more revenue, more commercials I do, the more revenue I will get in my shows and stuff. It will build a revenue up too. So that means y'all going to have to sit through the commercials and get the more stories and all. And I'm going to do that on YouTube too, when I get up there. But like I said, the YouTube channel is going to start very soon. Right now, I'm going to work on that right after this episode and all. And then I'm going to go on doing some more episodes throughout the day and throughout tomorrow. And probably maybe Monday and Tuesday, y'all get more episodes too. But thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Do the commercials, the new Quiet Zone and all. And I will be playing live music too. And going to be commercials as well. And I'm going to be doing that as well. Just like I did. I tested before. See how y'all like it. I guess y'all like it or not. I don't know. But nobody put up a like or anything. When they download, nobody put likes or nothing like that. They just download. That's how I get my ratings and see how the show is doing. No, but that's good. That's all good. Put them likes up. Go to YouTube, like, subscribe. Facebook, like, subscribe. Twitter, or thank you. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. See you on the next episode of Call You a Lock Show. And as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, Myra, and we love you.